And last night's CBS Evening News, the mayors of the cities of Seattle, Gary, Indiana, East Orange, New Jersey, and Miami talked about the growing racial divide in the country.
In Seattle, a very affluent city, 54% of African-American children live in poverty. 54% compared to 5% of Caucasian children. That's huge.
We've got to deal with the disparities in education. We've got to deal with the poverty rates in our cities.
What I told my police chief is that I wanted to put cameras on all of our officers was the right thing to do.
I think that body cameras are not the solution, but they are a step in the right direction.
But in Tarrant, Alabama, there was a cop who actually did something about the racial divide. Officer William Stacy got a call to the Dollar General store where a woman had been caught stealing a carton of eggs. She confessed on the spot, said she had $1.25, which was 50 cents short of what the eggs cost, so she just took them. But instead of cuffing her, Officer Stacy paid for the eggs and asked the store manager not to press charges because he recognized the woman. Her name was Helen Johnson, and he'd been called to her home before. He knew that she lived with her two daughters, a niece, and two young grandchildren, and was trying to support them on a welfare check and a disability check. The officer told her to promise not to shoplift again, then signed her up for the local toy drive. The whole thing was caught on video by a customer. The video went viral. And by yesterday, Officer Stacy was delivering two truckloads of donated food to Helen Johnson's apartment.
I wake up every morning and it's unreal. I'm in disbelief. Through this very second, I can't believe that it has gotten this big, that it's gotten this much attention. But I'm happy it has for the sake of law enforcement, because of right now, you know, with all the stuff going on in Ferguson, New York City, and all over the U.S., you know, it's good to have this kind of story be leaked out, be everywhere, because it gives a positive image for law enforcement all over the United States.
As for Helen Johnson,
I had no idea that more than one person was coming here, and let alone all of you all. I mean, this moment's going to last me a lifetime.
Officer Stacy is white. Helen Johnson is black. But no one got mad. No one got hurt. And the secret wasn't body cameras or better schools or economic equality or even police retraining. The secret was that the woman didn't resist and the cop knew the neighborhood, which allowed him to see her as a person to be helped instead of a suspect to be arrested.